5. Societal and economic costs. Quantified measures of alcohol and drug abuse while operating a motor vehicle. Personal economic costs and legal problems. Risk to sober drivers. How impaired drivers affect other people. Persuasive method to prevent drinking and driving. 5.1. Quantified measures of alcohol and drug abuse while operating a motor vehicle. As you take this course, keep in mind that there are over 5 million traffic crashes each year, and more than 37,000 people die in those crashes. In addition to the cost in human lives, the economic cost exceeds $230 billion annually. The cost to state and local governments for one minor crash can be $22,000 or more. For a fatal crash, the cost can soar to $500,000 in emergency and court costs, and that doesn't include time lost from work, higher insurance rates, and everything else that comes up in the aftermath of a crash. The amount of money is staggering. Do you know what you can buy with $230 billion? Wii consoles, $580 million. Video games, $2.32 billion. Ferraris, $773,333. When you consider the monetary costs, as well as the costs in terms of human lives, you can understand why we have traffic rules and regulations to keep vehicles from crashing into one another. One in every three crashes results in injury or death. In summary, number of crashes in 2008, 5,811,000. Number of fatalities in crashes in 2008, 37,261. Economic costs annually, $230 billion. Cost per crash to state and local governments. Approximate cost per non-fatal crash, $22,000. Approximate cost per fatal crash, $500,000. Estimates of the costs associated with underage alcohol consumption can be useful in supporting decisions by policymakers to take decisive action to reduce underage drinking. Of course, regardless of the economic factors associated with underage drinking, everyone should be motivated to prevent youth alcohol use. The costs of underage alcohol use. The total cost of alcohol use by teenagers is $68 billion per year, the equivalent of $253.50 for every man, woman, and child in the United States. Many of us are all too familiar with a major tragic consequence of underage drinking, traffic crashes. The combination of alcohol use and driving by people with little driving experience and low alcohol tolerance can indeed be deadly. But several other problems are associated with underage drinking, including increased crime rates, including violent crime and sexual assault, traumatic injury, suicide, alcohol poisonings, and alcohol dependence and abuse requiring treatment. These problems and their staggering costs are alarming, but many effective tools are available to prevent and reduce underage drinking. Legislators, law enforcement personnel, parents, and teens can all play a role in changing social norms about youth alcohol use. The reduction in traffic fatalities resulting from the increase in the minimum drinking age has saved both lives and dollars, and significantly reduced physical and emotional suffering. However, these laws are only as strong as the degree to which people comply with them and their enforcement. Understanding the impact of underage drinking and the human, economic, and other costs associated with it can promote more vigorous and comprehensive prevention strategies. The future of America's youth depends on these efforts. Estimated costs of alcohol use by youth. Traffic crashes, $10,019,000,000. Youth violence, $43,853,000. High risk sex, ages 14 to 20, $4,871,000,000. Property crime, $3,178,000,000. Injury, $2,064,000,000. Fetal alcohol syndrome, $1,227,000,000. Alcohol poisoning, $416 million. Treatment, $2,400 million. Total, $68,010,000,000. Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation, 2007. www.udetc.org/underagedrinkingcost.asp.